Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney. Lead. Everyone knows this element as a heavy metal, as in Led Zeppelin. Oh, just kidding. Well, we do, seriously, know it for its use for centuries in musket balls, then bullets or shotgun shot, due to the fact it's heavy, so has greater force on impact. Unfortunately, even these traditional uses of lead have been curtailed due to its toxicity to living things. Recently, the brouhaha in the news over the danger of the drinking water in Flint, Michigan, was due to lead, not to mention the ongoing problems of lead paints in older homes. In chemistry, lead is just a little heavier than gold, and even mercury. Of course, lead is horribly toxic to the human body, and in fact has no known biological role. Severe damage to the nervous system and kidneys can ensue, and one classic symptom is colicky abdominal pains, but even high blood pressure and anemia, as lead interacts with iron and calcium, disturbing these minerals' normal functioning. In homeopathy, lead is called plumbum. It's related, like gold and mercury, to leadership and power, which qualities can point to its use. In a homeopathic dilution, remember, the toxicity is gone due to the extremely small doses used. While there may be 100 milligrams of lead at a given time in an average human body, the dilutions used in homeopathy are such that particles of the lead cannot even be detected in conventional measurement, well below nanogram amounts. Homeopaths have sectioned up the elements on the same row as gold, of which lead is one, along with barium, tungsten, platinum, and even radon. Each of these elements, while embracing the qualities of leadership, due to growing to a type of maturity. So barium, while heavy and even glowing with power, is unsure of himself with low confidence, a leader without power, if that's possible. Tungsten, further up the hierarchy, will work hard to prove himself as a leader, but with an overwhelming task, maybe a junior congressman hell-bent on becoming president someday. Platinum is your ultimate natural leader. They've made it to the top. Problems can happen, though, like arrogance or dictatorship. So a person needing lead could be seen as not at the summit anymore, more of a show of power, a director of an organization in the final stages of his career. More symptoms of someone who might benefit from plumbum homeopathically prepared lead are a quiet melancholy, heart disease, especially atherosclerosis, and nervous system problems we alluded to earlier, like Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, or stroke. We may see people who enjoyed high living in their lives, egoistic people who enjoyed the best of everything. They may even find excitement in risky or scandalous behavior, seeking forbidden thrills. If someone has been lead poisoned, a neurologically low potency of plumbum, like a 12X, may be useful in helping to chelate out the lead molecules from the body, as homeopathy has been shown to do. A hair of the dog that bit you kind of therapy. But be careful. If you think you've been lead poisoned, go to your doctor for testing before anyone do-it-yourself chelation, as there are other detoxers that may be more important in a given case. So again, with homeopathy and the like-cures-like approach, a person who fits a leadership role may be past their prime with a heavy disposition and may even be having problems thinking, a slowness with a deep melancholy, may fit the picture of help from homeopathic lead, known as plumbum. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.